Let's turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke 2, let's start at verse 25. Luke 2, 25, and again we're looking at Mary and her contribution. Luke 22, 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, Now, Lord, thou dost let thy bondservant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And his father and mother were amazed at the things that were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed. And a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with a husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84, and she never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. And at that very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Israel. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. And the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents used to go to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan and went a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. And it came about that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you. And he said to them, Why is it that you are looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house? And they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Amen. So we have the a picture of kind of you know, what happened to Jesus and what's going on in Mary's mind through this whole thing. And so first he's presented the temple as the Jewish custom, and he was circumcised. And after that, they're basically, you know, seemingly walking through, and there's this man Simeon. And Simeon had been told by God that, you know, he's not going to die until he sees the Messiah. And so when he sees Jesus, he is just, you know, in awe. And he starts praising God, and then he starts prophesying and blessing the child. And then he turns, in this verse 34, he prophesies about the child to Mary, the mother. And he basically says, you know what? Your child is going to suffer. Your child is going to suffer a lot, you know, and to the fact that even your own soul is going to be pierced. Now, you know, as a, you know, one of the best ways to study the Bible is to actually try to put your place, you know, or put yourself in the place of the people that are there. And so imagine yourself as a mother, you know, all these wonderful things are being said about your, you know, your child, and we always like that, right? You know, I know that, you know, when our kids are born, we love people to say, oh yeah, your daughter is gonna be a doctor, or you know, your son is gonna be the president. You know, did you know that when I was born, some crazy guy came into my mom's hospital room, and said that this is going to be the next president of Korea. You know, so obviously it was a false prophecy, you know. But, you know, I mean, parents love that kind of stuff, right? I'm sure that when you were born, you had aunts and uncles and relatives and nurses and doctors say all kinds of wonderful things about what you were going to become, you know. And that's wonderful. That's fantastic. But Mary gets some of that, but also gets a huge dose of reality, you know. And it's almost as if God is in some ways preparing Mary, you know, for what's to come, right? And it actually affects really the way that she raises Jesus, you know, that I'll point out to a little bit. And so that, you know, she very much has a real understanding, you know, of why her son is here. You know, what's the whole point, you know, of his birth and this, you know, immaculate and miraculous birth, you know, and conception that happens here. And so, you know, what a word. This child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel and a sign to be opposed. And a sword will pierce even your own soul to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. You know, yes, your son is going to be great, but he is going to be opposed. You know, and obviously the sign that they're talking about is the cross. And so they continue to go. And, you know, one thing about Mary and Joseph, you know, they were good parents. I mean, they were exceptional parents. And that, you know, sometimes we lose sight of that because we automatically think, oh, okay, so Jesus had this miraculous conception. You know, God's just going to take care of him all the way through, and, you know, and he's just going to be the Messiah and whatnot. That's not always the case. Remember, right, the devil tried to take him out, you know, even before he was born through Herod and whatnot. I mean, don't you think there's going to be a lot of warfare over this kid's life? But the parents in 39, it says, and they perform everything according to the law of the Lord. You know, they followed very strictly what God had asked them to do. They walked in incredible obedience. You know, and so, and notice when this happens, what's the result? It says, and the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Right? And so we see this very simple equation, right? And this is good for the parents that are here, right? You know, the equation was the parents did what they were supposed to do. They followed God, they obeyed the Lord, and the kids prospered. Okay, I'll show you that. I'll show you it again. Look to verse 51. Okay, and it says, and they went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Okay, so they were good parents, obviously, right? Because Jesus subjected himself to them. What was the result of that? It says, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. This is a prayer that I pray over my kids all the time, and also the kids at Noah's Ark. Right? I mean, this is, you know, I pray that they would increase in wisdom. In other words, they would grow intellectually. They would grow in stature. They would grow physically. They grow in favor with God. They grow spiritually, and they grow favor in man. They would grow socially. Right? I mean, you have these four things happen in any child. Right? And this is, a recipe for success in their life, right? To grow intellectually, to grow physically, to grow spiritually, and to grow socially, you know? And so it happened, right? So the parents were good parents, and so Jesus was able to subject themselves, right? The parents did their part, all right? And then prosperity came upon the children. You know, incredible blessing and favor came upon the children, you know, in this way. And we see, you know, in this whole episode, you know, of the kind of parents, you know, I mean, it's not a deep glimpse, you know, but it's a really short little glimpse of how Mary and Joseph were, you know, in raising their son Jesus. And they did a good job. You know, they did a very good job. And then he grew to become, you know, the man that he is, you know, in many ways. And so let's close our eyes today. And as a reflection, and now some of this is, you know, in terms of what I want you to kind of focus on, may not necessarily be so applicable to you today, but it will be very soon. And as parents And I'm assuming that most of you will be parents one day, right? That you would obey the Lord, you know, just like Mary and Joseph. And that you would see the fruits of that obedience. And, you know, some of you guys are single and not even married or dating or anything, and you're thinking, well, you know, Pastor Sam, that's kind of a long way off. No, obedience starts now, right? Faithfulness starts now. It follows you. You know, the Bible talks about be faithful in the little things, and I will entrust you with much. You know, getting ready for marriage and parenthood and all these things. Not that, I mean, honestly, not that you ever get ready enough, but it all starts now. You know, as a man, you know, the way that you will treat your wife is a reflection of the way you treat women now. Vice versa. As a female, the way that you'll treat your husband, especially in the attitude of submission, which is a huge thing in the Bible. It's the way that you treat men now. And so let the Holy Spirit speak to you. I want to, especially for you singles, I just want to put a deposit inside of you today. You know, the one day that you're going to be like Mary, you're going to have kids and be like Joseph. Start now by being obedient to the Lord. It said here, right, they performed everything according to the law of the Lord. They obeyed God completely. And the result of that obedience was favor and blessing on their kids, successive generations. You know, one of the things personally in my life that really, you know, got me going in terms of inner healing and trying to get things right in my life was the fact that I wanted to get married and I wanted to have kids. You know, and I didn't want my children to have all the junk that I went through. I mean, that was a huge impetus, you know, to go through counseling and get healing and all kinds of stuff. And I really challenge you today, start now. Especially as Pastor Nate leads us in worship, let's just meditate on that.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you our King. Standing in the midst of us, we raise you up with our praise, and as we worship, build your song, and as we worship, build your song, and as we worship, build your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your throne. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim Jesus, and take your place. And as we worship, and as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your.
Let's pray over our community, especially in the area of relationships. Let's pray for all of our families at SP. Let's pray that they would just really honor God in their obedience, and that the fruit of it will be their kids, that they would grow in favor with God, with men, in wisdom and stature. Let's pray for our couples that are dating. Especially let's offer a prayer for Kiwon and Christina, who are getting married this Saturday in Korea. Let's ask God to just continue to bless them, and there are other engaged couples at church and couples that are dating. Let's pray for purity. Let's pray that God would really, this would be a real rehearsal for marriage in their lives, and they would take their relationship seriously and really honor God in all that they do. Let's pray for the singles at church, that God would just continue to prepare them and open their hearts. And if they're operating out of a criteria that's not godly, that the God would change that criteria, in terms of looking for a mate and whatnot. And the Lord would just create opportunities in people's lives, that they would just really, people would be able to meet and just share casually and grow in their relationships with God. And so let's just lift up over this area of relationships with our families, our newly married, the ones getting married, engaged couples, dating couples, and singles. Let's pray for God's favor in that ultimately that we'd operate out of that obedience and that purity now that will reap benefits years later on. Now let's cover. Let's pray for the intercessory prayer team at church. Let's ask God to just really bless them as they go to the front lines and pray and do warfare on behalf of the members and here in Hong Kong. Let's lift up GA as she leads this team, that she would lead, be a servant leadership, and that she would lead with care and concern, and a real anointing would flow through her and this whole team. Let's just cover them and ask for the Lord's protection, as they are, literally on the front lines, and pray for favor in all that they do. And so just cover the prayer team. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for China. Now let's ask God to continue to bless this country. Let's pray Holy Spirit would breathe life into this place. And, you know, and even as the churches are growing and whatnot, let's continue to pray against the persecution and ask the Lord to just bring revival even more so to this place. Let's pray for our missionaries there. Pray for the Chung family. Ask God to really move upon their lives. They ask, especially if we could pray for Samuel, the middle child. He's having a real difficult time right now, and I ask God to just cover him and that he would meet Jesus Christ and call him to be Lord of his life. Let's pray for their ministry there. Let's pray for Matt and Nate's parents as well in China. Let's ask the Lord to continue to bless them, and as they learn more and more about the Holy Spirit and warfare, that God would just really equip them. Let's pray for a children's home in Chichihar. The Lord would just continue to bless the kids and the workers there, and that God would just multiply the things that he's doing. Let's pray for our team going into Fujian at the end of this month, and bless Mary and Pastor Sam Kim as they lead this team. Pray for a real favor and real fruitfulness as they minister to the kids of the orphanage there. All right, let's ask God to just really touch this country. And lastly, let's pray for our SP Move, our project. Pray for that the Lord would really speak to us about a site, and he just really prepared the way. Let's pray for our building fund, and God would just really increase and just bless the people as they give and as they sacrifice. And this would be a way that our church that really comes together and really takes ownership in this place. And so let's just cover this project. Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father, so much, God. We thank you for Mary and Joseph, Lord, and just the example, God, the obedience and the care, God, in raising our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we thank you for the example, Lord, and we want to rise to that as well, God, be it if we're married and have kids, or we're singles, God, or just newly married, Lord, Lord, that obedience, God, and that faithfulness starts now. And so I pray that you'd help us, God, and speak into our lives, Lord, about areas, God, that you want us to walk in, Father. We thank you, Lord. Watch over us. I know it's a little chilly today, God. Lord, I pray that you'd keep people warm in Hong Kong, Lord, especially the elderly here. Lord, that you would keep them warm and sheltered, God, as the cold front hits. Lord, we just ask, Father God, for just opportunities today, Lord, to glorify your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day today. God bless you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.